Today is Saturday, September 26th, 2015, and this...
Vegas has come to symbolize the possibilities of luck. Anyone can go there, play a game, and walk out much richer than they walked in.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 521.
Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight.
How you doing?
I'm great. Happy to be back.
Good.
We had an unexpected week off last week because I had the plague. And now I'm healthy. I'm back, almost fully functional.
You still sound a little...
I know. My voice is still a little fucked up, but I'm feeling better.
But you're feeling good.
I am. I'm ready.
That's what counts.
I'm ready to talk about a lot of Vegasness this week.
Good.
We have much news and stuff to cover, so that's good. Hooray. You seem awfully happy tonight.
I'm training my liver for VIMP.
Ah, good to be in training. A lot of people are in training. There have been posts on Twitter of people getting prepared, having some booze. Everybody's
feeling good.
Getting up, you know, in the right headspace for
or liver space.
A long weekend of partying and hanging out and being with a bunch of other Vegas dorks. It's going to be great fun.
We're going to have a good time, damn it.
So that's a good place to start. Let's talk about the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic.
Yes.
It's our annual event. It's going to be happening in just 3 weeks.
Oh my God, it's coming up so fast.
I know. It's going to be so much fun, though. We're going to be at the D and at the Golden Gate, hanging out, taking over downtown Las Vegas. I understand both hotels are virtually sold out. So, yeah, it's going to be like a big frat party.
No.
Sure, why not? You kidding? Fireball shots?
Is it going to be a frat party, though?
Kind of.
It's going to be a little more inclusive than a frat party.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It'll be a...
There's going to be no hazing.
You don't know that.
Really?
You don't know that.
Okay.
You don't know what's going to be happening with that mannequin piss statue at the D.
Okay. Noted.
I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be a good time.
There are going to be some group photographs at that statue.
I
guarantee it.
I've got to think so. Yeah. So if you're coming to the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic to hang out with us...
I think I've said it before, but I'll say it again. I want to see Mannequin Piss in a satin casino jacket.
That would be the best. That would be very cool. A few things regarding that event. As always, you can get all of the agenda scheduling information at VegasInternetMafia.com.
Agenda? Is it like a meeting?
Nah, it's, you know,
A loose gathering.
Yeah. With a lot of stuff, though. There's a lot of events.
A gathering of loose people.
Perhaps. Perhaps it is. We'll see.
We're all going to feel good. Damn it.
So.
That's my word of the night, apparently.
Feel good?
No, damn it.
Oh. A few things about the event for those who are joining us. You also, in addition to checking that website, you want to follow the VIMF Twitter account because they're.
At VIMFP.
Yep. That's where you'll get all the news and updates. Also. Once you're there, use the VIMF hashtag because then people who are at home who want to follow along can do so. Mm-hmm. And I know that there have been a few people lamenting that they can't be there.
I know. There were several people today who just posted that they won't be able to make it.
On our Facebook group, too, there's a whole thread about it.
Aw.
People who wish they could be there and can't. And, you know, I'm going to try to do a little periscoping.
We'll try
and I know,
to make you virtually included.
I know other people will be periscoping, too, so you can get some live video action.
So even if you're not there, you can kind of be there.
Yeah, so a good
just
way
grab
to...
grab a fireball shot at home, watch some Periscope, and there you go.
Good times. There's a new event that we have not discussed because it was announced since our last recording session.
Which seems like a month ago,
It was 3 weeks ago because we had last week off. 2 weeks ago was a pre-recorded show. So, yeah, it's been like 3 weeks.
Huh.
So this is a really cool event, and I know a lot of people are really excited since we announced it.
This is really awesome.
Derek Stevens, our gracious host, and owner of the D in Golden Gate, is going to be leading a tour of the first level of the closed Las Vegas club, which he recently purchased. So, you know, it's going to be gutted. Well, not completely gutted, but no more slot machines or tables in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get to see kind of the, you know, the remnants of a casino in its before stage.
Question.
Yes?
Will the den of sadness be replaced with the den of hope?
Well, at some point, I'm sure it's still a den of sadness right now. Because it's just going to be an empty...
Will there be just a glimmer in the corner?
I don't know. Maybe. I think Derek will provide the glimmer of hope.
Okay.
It's really cool that he's doing this, though. So, if you want to join that tour, and you're going to be at VIMF, it's going to be at 11 a.m. on Saturday. I believe that people will be gathering just outside the main entrance on Fremont Street. Check the VegasInternetMafia.com website for definite details, though.
It is an action-packed weekend.
That's going to be cool. I don't know if we're going to... I really want to do this, but we're usually in our pre-panic... Our pre-main event panic stage at 11 a.m. on the day of the main event, which is at 2.
Yeah.
So we're usually either getting food, getting drunk.
Getting show notes together.
All of the above. So yeah. We'll have
We'd
to see.
We'd like to make it. We want to make it because it's a really
thing. I love being in public places that are closed. I have a thing about that. So
yeah. We'll see.
I'd like to, but I don't know if we're going to. Mm-hmm. It depends what state of panic I'm in at that point. We'll see. So... That's going
to
be
go.
Big fun.
If you can go to this because this is a really cool thing.
It is
that
a cool
is
thing. Yep. Lots of other events. We've talked about most of them the last, you know, couple months. Satin Casino Jacket Competition, Five Hot Dog Eating Competition.
Question.
Daughtry.
Will you be participating in said Casino Jacket Competition?
Excuse me. I'm sorry about my cough. I don't know.
The only rule is no denim.
I know. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I'm leaning toward no, but maybe.
Aw.
Maybe. But you are, and I'll cheer you on.
Oh, I am. Yep. I'm planning my wardrobe.
I know. You've got shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a surprise or two at VIMF as well that is not on the schedule and maybe not announced.
Really?
Things happening, people showing up. You don't know. You just don't know. So.
It's unpredictable.
You don't know who might be there or what might happen. So come to all of the events. They're going to be a good time. All right.
I'm just really looking forward to seeing people because there are some people we only get to see a couple times a year, and I'm just looking forward to hanging out and having a good time.
It's true. It's going to be big time fun. And if you haven't been there before and you're a little nervous about not knowing people, don't worry about it. Everybody's super cool and friendly.
Everybody's
and
cool.
Welcoming. And go to that first bar event at Bar Prohibition when it starts on
2 o'clock on Friday.
And you'll find out very quickly that you are not a stranger and you are not alone. There's a lot of cool people and you're going to meet people and have fun. And even if you're reserved and not...
Yep. And even if you don't want to drink, don't feel pressured to drink if you don't want to drink.
Just come and hang out.
Come and hang out and have a good time.
Everybody's welcome. There's no pressure. It's just a good time. I know people have been concerned about coming on their own if they're not used to hanging out solo.
There are a lot of people who come on their own.
Yeah,
so
it's
fine. You can find your brethren and sisters and just hang.
Yep. Yep, just say hi to somebody and you'll suddenly
Do you like
have
Vegas?
A new friend.
I like Vegas.
I know, exactly. Yeah. Just, you know, you've got stuff in common because you read Vegas Tripping and you listen to us and you listen to Vegas Gang and, you know, just go, hey, isn't that Tim kind of an asshole? And then suddenly you're going to make 100 friends because they're all going to go, I've been thinking the same thing. There's going to be a new VIMF app for iOS, so if you're an iPhone user, we've been testing it.
We've had a little preview, and it's pretty fucking cool.
There's some cool stuff, so if you're an iPhone user,
Hunter
keep an eye out for that.
Hunter has been working really hard on it. It's going to be great.
So that'll be rolling out very soon. And then one other thing I wanted to mention.
Is it as great or greater than or equal to Vegas Mate?
They're all of Hunter's apps, the entire Vegas Mate family of apps is awesome.
It's really great.
Yes. One other note before we move on from VIMF. There's a certain beverage you're drinking right now. You're drinking a Not My Father's Root Beer, which we've been talking about a lot lately.
Yes, I am.
It's a boozy root beer. It tastes just like non-boozy root beer, but it's...
Oh, but it packs a punch, let me tell you.
It packs a punch, and it's really super good. And, you know, we were having these a few weeks ago and said, you know what? These would be really good at VIMF. It'd be really cool to have these there.
We just casually mentioned it, like, hey, it'd be kind of cool. Not expecting anything of it. But...
Well, we said it to each other first. We were talking about how it makes a really good chaser for fireball shots. And then we're like, this would be perfect at VIMF.
Does this mean we have to get out the fireball shots now?
Well, maybe in a little while. Okay. So then we mentioned this casually to some friends of ours who have
some pull.
Ability to get things done at our host properties. And lo and behold, like with 3 days later,
Boom.
We're seeing pictures of like one of the dancing dealers at the D holding a bottle of Not Your Father's Root Beer. They have it in stock at the D now.
Tits McGee,
and
yes.
Apparently, it's like, that's the only place, the only casino in Vegas where you're going to find it, from what I'm hearing. So, you know, Hunter and Chuck do all this work on the event.
Yeah.
We have done virtually no work on the event. This is the one thing that we can take credit for.
This is it. This is our tiny contribution.
If you guys try the root beer and you enjoy it, then you can say this is here because Tim and Michelle, you know,
put in a good word. Because we asked people who made things happen.
Yep. And we appreciate those people who can make things happen. But
we do.
So I'm really happy with that. I don't know how long, but for a while, it's going to be the only casino where you can get it in Vegas. So that's pretty damn cool.
If you haven't tried it, please try it. And if you have tried it and enjoyed it, please enjoy it again.
Yep. Like I said, I know I'm going to be having, at some point, fireball shots.
With a root beer chaser?
Followed with the root beer. Oh, so delicious.
It is.
So there you have it. It's, you know, not an official sponsor or anything, but, you know, like Fireball, I suspect they're going to be selling a lot of it.
Yes. I wonder if Derek's going to post the picture of the Fireball cases that he's ordered for him.
I think if you're gambling at Long Bar, I think they comp it too. I don't know about the casino floor. I don't know about anything else, but anyway, that's not an official word. That's just, I believe that's the case.
Ask before putting your 20 in the machine, but yeah.
Say, pray tell, would you happen to have, I don't know why I would speak like that. Okay. So that's our contribution to the event. We will be there doing our show and acting like asses on stage. And also we helped get some really good boozy root beer at the D. One other thing regarding.
Enjoy our asses.
Huh?
Enjoy our asses on stage.
Yeah. Not our literal asses.
No.
Ourselves. Us being asses. I have a book that I wrote.
What?
I know. I don't know if I've mentioned it on this podcast before.
Huh.
It's called The Outsider's Guide. I had to think about it. The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very proud of it, and people seem to like it.
Good.
I just wanted to mention, if you haven't yet purchased it, it would be great if you did. And why should you purchase it? Well, if you're listening to the show, I'm guessing that you probably enjoy this show. You enjoy the tone and humor of the show, and the subject matter, of course, Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And all those things are packed into this book as well. And people who like the podcast seem to like the book. So even if you're not much of a reader, pick it up. I think you'll enjoy it. And you can get it at Las Vegas Outsiders Book. I've got so many fucking URLs. I think it's LasVegasOutsidersBook.com.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you can find it there. There's a link on our 500bymidnight.com website, too. The audiobook is still in the works. It's been delayed because I had a fucked up voice and still kind of do. Because
you want to have a consistent tone throughout.
Yeah. So I went on my little fishing trip and had a break there, and I came back, and then I was sick. And so I haven't been recording the last couple of weeks, and I don't have that much left. But I'm hoping to have the recording part finished in the next week. It's not going to be out in September, as I'd hoped.
Oh, well.
It's coming, though.
Unforeseen circumstances.
Yep. So there you have it. If you're waiting on the audiobook, it is going to happen. It's just a matter of time. So thank you for your patience on that. All right. So that's me pimping my book. That's us talking about VIMP. Let's do a little bit more pimpage before we get to the news, because we have a lot of
news. Now that we've pimped our stuff, we're going to pimp somebody else's stuff.
We have a lot of news, so I decided we would do the Viator stuff right up front.
Viator, Viator, it gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so one of the cool things that Viator offers in Las Vegas.
Viator,
I'm such a technical genius. Mm-hmm. One of the cool things that you can get through Viator, you can fulfill your dream of being a rock star for a few hours or a day or half a day or however long.
What if you're a rock star all the time?
This is...
Not a literal rock star. Well, okay, this is
kind of a literal rock star in a sense. You can pretend to be a literal rock star.
Okay.
Not the, like, corporate rock star.
Uh-huh.
You can be an actual musician playing with rock stars.
Okay.
So Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is...
Not corporate rock star, just rock star in general. No, some people are just rock stars.
Corporations use that all the time, and it's meaningless. Anyway, Rock and Roll Fantasy
Camp. Do you have
that
on your LinkedIn profile? That you're that you were a corporate rock star at one point?
No. Nor will I ever claim that I was. Would anyone else claim that I was. Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. It's located in Las Vegas, and they have all these really cool packages for like different price. They have different pricing depending on how long of a session you want, starting at like an hour and a half. You can do 2 hours, 3 hours. They've got a bunch of different things. And as part of this, you get to jam with touring musicians from bands like Guns N' Roses, Aerosmith, Slayer, Whitesnake, and Cinderella.
Who are the members?
Well, it varies.
They have Am I going to get to hang out with Tom Kiefer of Cinderella? No.
Well, I think he's done... They have those like longer like weekend things.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he's done these shorter like 1-2-3 hour things, but some of the other people from Cinderella probably have.
Can you teach me to play Gimme Shelter?
I would imagine.
Or not Gimme Shelter. We all need a little... Oh, fucking... What's the song? Because I just named a Rolling Stones song, but...
No.
Shelter Me?
Probably
it's the one about shelter, damn it, that it's a really good song.
You clearly know your Cinderella.
But it's a good song. We all need a little shelter, a little helper to get us by.
Maybe you could sing it.
No, I cannot.
I'm not that drunk. I think I'm going to be doing some singing later in the show.
Yes.
We got a lot of music to talk about.
I fucking love Cinderella. Cinderella is one of the underrated bands of the hair metal era, and do not argue with this. Because
the lady has spoken. She loves the Cinderella.
I fucking love Cinderella. I love them.
All right. Well, you might get to meet and jam with a member of Cinderella or one of these other great groups if you do the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp packages available through Viator. It's cool. They record your session. They take photos. You get to hang out with some people that you've probably heard of or seen. And, you know, if you've been meaning to become a rock star, but you don't really have the chops, but you still want to do it. Anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang out, learn how
even
to play some stuff.
Even if you don't know all the lyrics, or even if you don't know the name of the fucking song that you're trying to respect to.
I think they'll help you out.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
What's the song I'm learning? Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. It's the one about shelter.
Mm-hmm.
That's that one.
It's a good song, though.
It's a cool opportunity if you want to do the rock and roll thing with some real musicians.
Bad Seamstress Blues. Can I learn that?
I have a feeling there's a good chance that some of the people who are in, what is that rock show at Tropicana? It used to be at Hilton, Westgate.
Oh, God damn it.
Because that's got a lot of people from these bands. I have a feeling some of those people,
are doing this as a part-time gig.
I think they're doing
gig.
Some of this stuff too. And I know like Kip Winger has done it. There's a bunch of people. There are a lot of musicians who live in Vegas.
Yeah.
And so some of them are doing this for a little income. Can't blame them for that.
I've had to fall back on Hair Nation is my favorite Sirius station.
Raiding the Rock Vault. That's what I was trying to think
Raiding
of.
The Rock Vault.
Viator.com is the place to go. You can download their iOS and Android apps. Of course, there's a link on 500bymidnight.com. When you're booking, click through our link first. We get credit for it. Help support the show.
I just want to listen to Cinderella now.
We'll do that later.
Okay.
As always, we love Viator. Thank you so much to them for supporting the show for so long. It means a lot to us. And thanks to our listeners for supporting Viator and helping us out. All right, so much fucking Vegas news this week.
Oh,
tons and tons and tons.
We have shit to catch up on.
God, I'm sorry that I'm coughing. I know it's annoying, but...
Okay.
We don't want to not do a show.
Right.
I felt bad not doing a show last week. Because I felt bad.
Oh, well.
Speaking of feeling bad, we're going to start off with some downer news. This is this sucks.
This really genuinely sucks.
Yeah. Carrie Simon, one of the great chefs who had... over the last several years, several restaurants
in
Las Vegas.
And by all reports, a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah, yeah. Did a lot of charity work, was a cool dude, and unfortunately passed away. He'd been battling a disease called multiple system atrophy for the last couple of years, and he had just kind of shriveled away and was in bad health for a while. There were a lot of photos of him at events and stuff, and just it really, I think it's like a...
Is it like a neurological?
It's like an amplified version of Parkinson's.
Ooh,
yeah. It really eats away. And anyway, it's really sad that he was afflicted with this. And then the fact that he passed away is horrible. And he was only 60 years old, which, you know, that's still pretty young. He had a lot of good years ahead of him. And unfortunately, it was not to be. You may know him from Simon at Palm's Place, which I think that was his first Las Vegas restaurant. Mm-hmm. And then he had KGB Burger at Harrah's. And now the one that still remains in Vegas is Carson Kitchen, which just opened two years ago.
That Delicious.
Place is great.
We've go there.
Discussed it many times. I don't know what the situation is as far as who else has ownership and who takes that over, but his legacy remains there. And man, the food is so good. And
bacon jam.
Yeah. So sorry.
He did a lot of good work while he was here.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, I thought I'd mention that. It's unfortunate, but he will definitely be missed.
Yes.
Several other restaurant notes this week. Let's start with one purely coincidental. Our previous show, we opened, you know, we always use those like TV and movie clips at the beginning. Mm-hmm. The opening clip of that show was from the TV show Wahlburgers. And that is, that restaurant was supposed to be coming to the Grand Bazaar Shops at Bally's. And it's been on again, off again.
Mm-hmm.
It's been off again for the last couple months. And now all of a sudden in the last like 2 weeks, they have announced they are indeed going to be opening a restaurant there this year. So it's back on if you've wanted burgers made by the family that has produced such luminaries as Marky Mark and Donnie Wahlberg.
Come on. Feel it.
And those other guys that you haven't heard of that are on that TV show about this place. There you go. You can eat at that their burger chain in Vegas soon. I have no interest in this.
Whatever.
Some people are excited about it, but I don't know. If you watch the reality show, I suppose, you know, it's kind of cool, but
yeah. Next.
I don't know. Next. All right. There's a restaurant at Bellagio that's been there for quite some time called Sensi.
Oh, yeah.
It's closed.
Oh.
It is gone. Farewell, Sensi. We never ate at
you. We never visited you.
We were never inside of you, and we regret it now.
Noted.
But the chef there is opening a new restaurant called Harvest. His name is Roy Elamar.
Okay.
Harvest, the table.
Hear you read this next bullet point.
The restaurant is a farm-to-table concept.
Which you love.
People who may have been watching my periscopes when I was fishing know how I feel about farm-to-table. I commented on it during my crop check.
Am I horrible for not watching your fishing
periscopes? You missed a lot.
I was hanging out with somebody else.
There were only a few minutes each. You could have taken some
my
time.
My family.
Anyway.
I didn't want to be tied to my phone.
Farm-to-table concept. That's a load of shit. That's what that is. That is PR bullshit at its finest, as are the other terms that are frequently used these days surrounding restaurants, sustainable and locally sourced.
What about artisanal?
I don't know.
Handcrafted?
It's all shit. It's all fucking bullshit. Whenever I hear farm-to-table, sustainable, and locally sourced, I'm just like, fuck you! I would rather go to McDonald's, just because you're using this bullshit.
Personally, I'd rather go to Culver's.
First of all, don't tell me it's locally sourced. They're not growing shit in Las Vegas.
No.
Somebody's going to tell me there's a big fucking farm on the edge of town where they grow every fucking food imaginable. Great. I don't care. But for the most part, the food they're serving here is not going to be grown. It's not local.
A lot of it's imported.
Yeah.
Because it's a fucking desert.
So suck my dick. They're going to have fish and chicken and other stuff. It opens in December. I have no interest in this place whatsoever.
Read the bullet with the quote.
Oh, please. Yes. This is from the pressure. This is from the webpage on the Bellagio site. Paying homage to the origin of food.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Are they going to be worshiping a cow? Are they going to? I don't know. We love the earth. We're so respectful of the soil, and all of our food is cared for so lovingly because we have such respect for the origin of it. Good potato. Okay, it opens in December. If somebody goes there, give us a review, because we're not going there. I refuse, just based on their fucking farm-to-table bullshit.
Good potato.
Farm-to-table. I don't trust it unless it's processed.
Unless it has some sort of preservative in it.
unless it comes in a cardboard box. Forget about it. All right, a restaurant that we will be interested in and will try.
Yes, we will.
Chow. It just opened. It's downtown Las Vegas. We've been talking a lot for the last, I don't know, year or so about how much we love Eat.
Oh, yes.
Great place for breakfast downtown. Yes. And the chef there, Natalie Young, is opening. Actually, she has opened. Just opened, I think, in the last couple of days. This new restaurant called Chow. It's a little bit inconvenient as far as the location. It's on Fremont Street, but it's a ways. It's down.
It's like a hike.
It's a block beyond Atomic Liquors.
So depending on the season, I mean,
yeah,
July, you don't really want to make that walk.
No.
Maybe in the fall.
Grab an Uber. Oh, we'll talk about them in a little bit, but. So the concept here is a little bit strange. It's the combination of Chinese food and fried chicken. Yes. A little bit, you don't necessarily think of those things together, but fuck it. Sounds good to me.
Yes. I'm on board with both of those things.
Their menu doesn't, or their website doesn't have much yet, but it has their menu, and I am on board. This place looks really good. They've mm-hmm. got nothing like crazy that you've never heard of before, but like you read the descriptions, you're like, yep, I like that. I like that.
And given our track record with Eat.
Right.
The food everything we've had there is
delicious.
Tasty.
So I'm down with this place, and the prices look good. Appetizers are under $6. Entrees are like $8 to $13. Side dishes are only $2 or $3.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, so it's local pricing more than tourist pricing because of the location. So yeah, can't wait to try this place. It's only open right now nightly, except for Mondays. They're closed Mondays after 5 p.m. So I hope they open for lunch at some point, but mm-hmm. right now it's just a dinner thing.
Okay.
And I think they're supposed to be open late night too. I don't know that I'd want to walk down there late at night, to be quite honest.
True.
It's still a little shifty.
Yeah.
The shuttered Western hotel, and I don't know.
Oh, the Western, you put the hoe in hotel.
But you know what? Have a few drinks at Atomic and then wander another block and have some fucking fried chicken and
yes, please.
Chinese food. I'm down with that. I'm in. I'm going to try Chow, hopefully on this next trip. ChowDTLV.com is the web address if you're interested in that. They've got a Facebook page and all that stuff too.
Does Chef Natalie happen to know Tony Shea at all?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that 4,000 times. They've kind of backed off. I haven't been hearing, now that they've actually had some other downtown project things that have opened, they're not constantly going to the Chef Natalie well like they were for the first year or whatever.
Yeah. She's good at what she does. Don't get me wrong. She's,
I know,
like, I'm a fan. Hella good.
Mm-hmm.
And I,
okay, Gwen Stefani.
I have high expectations. Thanks for Chow.
All right. Another restaurant note, maybe. Oh, you know what? We need to play this for this one, because this is kind of up in the air right now. So,
Rumor Watch. It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
Oh, I missed that. I missed my little theme.
You're proud of that.
I know. I'm very proud of that. Almost as proud of. I put almost as much work into that as I did my book. All right. So this is a Robin Leach item, which is why it's on the Rumor Watch segment. He reported in his column on September 22nd that Pete Rose, baseball legend, Las Vegas local. You can see him constantly at Mandalay Place. Is that where he is now? I think he's at Mandalay.
Okay. He has a cot in the back of that one instead of Field of Dreams at Caesars.
Yeah.
The Forum Shops. He was at the Forum Shops, and now he's moved to Mandalay Place.
He's been at Mandalay for the last few years. Okay. But he is, according to Robin's column, opening a bar and grill at the Hawaiian Marketplace. However, since this was online, I read it. I'm like, oh, that's moderately interesting. And then I went back to find the details on it and have found that column no longer contains this information.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know if Pete said, hey, I'm not ready to announce that, or the deal fell through or what, but it's no longer, and there's no other reference to it anywhere online, really, as far as like a website or anything. So I don't know. Hawaiian Marketplace has no web presence whatsoever. They have a Facebook group that they haven't updated in like 3 years. Regardless, if it were to open, it's at Hawaiian Marketplace. It's not going to last.
So how well is it going
to
do? Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to last very long. In fact, I think the space that it was going to be in is, I think we talked about a restaurant maybe a year ago.
Oh, like I'm going to remember that.
I don't even remember. It was called People's Republic.
Huh.
And we talked about it and said, yep, never going there. If somebody tells us that it's really good, maybe we'll check it out. But we never heard anything about it because nobody goes to Hawaiian Marketplace. That is flyover country on the strip.
Yeah.
Who stops there? Like, oh, look, kiosks, and there's some other stuff back there. All the other restaurants are like, oh, there's things back there. I've never heard anybody speak highly of Hawaiian Marketplace. And now someone will call and tell us it's their favorite place in the world. But I can't believe it's still open, to be quite honest. I don't know. So anyway,
I have no opinion.
Of Hawaiian Marketplace?
Yeah.
If you ever had any desire. The only time we've ever gone there, this is how long ago it was to use an internet cafe.
Was that in a Hawaiian Marketplace?
Yeah. It was in that little space.
Huh.
Yeah, we used an internet cafe there to get, because I wanted to get concert tickets
to
or something.
While we were, yeah.
It was before they had internet in rooms, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't think I had a laptop at that point. I don't know.
Oh, okay. But it's not there anymore. It was
no,
previously
I don't think
there,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, so it's been a long time. Anyway, so I don't know. I don't know if this is happening. I'm giving it, because the news disappeared, and even before that, because it was a Robin Leach report, I'm giving it, I think the number I have here on the page is a little high.
Yeah, I agree.
We're dumping it down to 20%. 20% chance this will actually happen.
Okay.
All right. Delano, the former The Hotel. Mm-hmm. There's a restaurant and lounge there. It used to be called Mix. They've been closed for renovations and updating and complete revamping, and they're finally reopening on October 1st. You can make reservations through OpenTable for Revea, which is the restaurant, as well as Skyfall Lounge, which is the bar and lounge area. You make reservations for either one. So if you have an, if you know, if you just want to go check out the lounge, you want to make sure you get in. It's not like, I don't know what I was going to say. You can make reservations. That's my point. Okay. You can reserve a table. So there you go. If you do go, please call in with a review. I'd love to hear, especially about Skyfall.
Oh,
I want to hear
definitely.
If it's a cool place to hang out or what the, you know, what the deal is. But if the food is...
We went to the lounge, Mix Lounge, a long time ago.
Yep.
We never went to the restaurant, but
yep.
The lounge was great view, good drinks.
Yeah, I'd like to hear if somebody, especially if somebody goes and they've been to Mix as well, if that's the case and you call in, please...
Comparison.
Love
yes,
to hear how,
please.
If there are any things that have remained the same, like the wall.
They have funky bathrooms, don't
they?
Yeah,
the window walls in the bathroom.
To the windows, to the walls?
Yep. I'm thinking those are still there because they're so cool. They couldn't get rid of those. That'd be stupid.
Yeah.
So there you have it, October
but
1st.
Stranger things have happened, so.
True. Some more news on the Wynn restaurant shuffle that we've been talking about in the last several shows. Our friends at Vegas Tripping report that the Society Cafe space is going to be used not for another restaurant, but rather for some sort of extension of the Encore Casino.
Mm.
Possibly a poker room, maybe high limit is the speculation from Vegas Tripping.
Because it's sequestered a little bit. It's in a little... It's off to the side, so it makes sense to have a specialty space for that.
I would wonder, if they don't have a poker room at Encore right now, but of course they have one that's very prominent at Wynn.
Mm-hmm.
So would they open a second poker room, or would this replace the one at Wynn, which is pretty renowned, I think?
I don't know.
I don't know if there's enough. Well, I don't know. Hard
would there
to say.
Be enough demand for both Wynn and Encore poker rooms?
I don't know. The high limit space thing, I could see that, especially given their... You know,
their clientele.
Yeah. So time will tell. That's some speculation on the Society Cafe space since that restaurant is going to be closing. Okay, moving along to some just kind of random Vegas notes. This one makes me happy because we've been calling for this. Hopefully this will be the start
of
more
many good
of this
things
type
to come.
Thing from Downtown Grand. As we mentioned a few weeks ago, they had announced that for football season they would be having some outdoor tailgating specials near their sports book, but they didn't have details at that point as far as what those specials were. So I was a little bit leery because sometimes places will promote specials and then you find out, oh, no, you're selling $7 Bud Lights. That's not really a special. These are great deals, though. Saturdays and Sundays between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the patio space just outside the sports book, you can get $1 draft beers, $2 hot dogs, $3 brats, $3 burgers, plus they have drawings every quarter during football games. That's good. Those are good deals.
I agree.
So I was really happy to see this, and I hope that it's successful and that they start doing it beyond just during football games. But for now, if you're in Vegas on a Saturday or Sunday and you want some cheap beer and some cheap food, probably a pretty good scene going on over there. So it might be one of the few times where there are people at
and it's outside,
Grand.
So it might draw people down there a little bit.
I would hope so. If they get, you know, if they adequately
promote
it. Ooh,
look, there's a spectacle. Let's go see.
Hopefully. Hopefully they'll promote it enough to get people down there.
I hope so.
So this is a good thing. All right. Wayne Newton's house is finally open as a tourist attraction.
Ooh.
Casa de Shenandoah. It's, again, this is an on-again, off-again thing for years that I think it's gone through ownership changes. And yes, it's going to be a museum. No, the deal fell through. It's finally open. Hooray.
I'm intrigued.
For Wayne.
If someone has gone to this, please let us know because we are hella intrigued. I keep saying hella.
I know.
Sorry, that's like 10 years old or something.
10? Keep going, lady. 20, 30?
15 at least.
I don't know.
Probably 15.
And nobody.
We saw U2 in 2001. They no doubt opened for them. Yeah, but it's way before that.
It was old then. This is, it's like, and it was only people from San Francisco who ever said it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were going back in time earlier. So I'll be going back in time shortly.
When
I'm just trying to join you.
Fire up some music clips and I break out the funk.
Yes.
Wayne Newton's house. Speaking of funk, I don't know what that segue would mean. Tickets are, they have different tour packages. And depending on which one you purchase, they start at $35 for adults, $35, $49, and $99 for the different packages. And they include different things. Now, all of them, I think you get to see his private jet and his auto collection and his Arabian horses. There are other animals there. That wasn't part of the intrigue when we were looking at the website, mm-hmm. because we love penguins and they have penguins. Penguin Island. There are wallabies. Monkeys?
Yes, yes, and yes. Penguins, wallabies, and monkeys.
Yeah, I'm down with all those. Uh-huh. So I'd like to, I'm kind of interested in seeing this.
I am too.
Then there are parts of the mansion. Depending on which tour you take, you get to see different aspects of the mansion. So the less you pay, the less you're going to get to see. But
I want to see the penguins faux show.
Yeah. CasaDeShenandoah.com is the website for all the information. It's kind of, the website looks nice, but if you go to the page where you buy tickets, it's completely fucked up. So, you know,
you tried it in several different browsers and it was all jacked. Yeah,
I couldn't get to the place. I did find a page where it spelled out the different packages, but when you go to buy tickets, it doesn't work. So, yeah. But it is open, so, you know, I have a feeling you could probably just show up. I don't think you need to buy in advance, but just to be sure, you might want to. There's a phone number on there, too. All right, Uber and Lyft are back in operation in Las Vegas. Hooray. Ride-sharing services, competition for the cab thieves that we so often...
Well, what would you say the percentage is? There are some good cabbies out there.
Okay, Donald Trump.
No, there's...
there are criminals and there's a few good ones, too. That's my Donald Trump.
There are like five who listen to the show.
I know, those are the good ones. The rest of them suck.
There's some awesome... Yeah.
They're not picking up the airport yet. That's coming soon.
Okay.
We're anxiously awaiting that. But, you know, if you're going anywhere else...
Thanks for calling me Donald Trump. That was lovely.
Well, that's what it sounded like. There are some good ones. That's like when you go, not all Catholic priests molest kids. There are some that are good. It's not the greatest defense for whatever your cause is.
No, I know.
Some hotels are already.
I blame the root beer.
Yeah. Some hotels.
I'm going to be blaming the root beer a lot in about 3 weeks.
Okay. Some hotels already have designated areas for Uber and Lyft to pick up, which is good. So keep an eye out for those signs. Fire up the app and, you know, it'll lead you through what you need to do if you want a car from Uber or Lyft. Pricing is a little bit cheaper than cabs, so that's kind of the benefit. It's all non-cash too, which is nice. I'm not going to explain what Uber and Lyft are. If you don't know, then Google it. You can figure it out. It's available in most cities already, major cities.
We considered taking Uber a couple nights ago, but
didn't need to. Yes. There are some bugs. They're working out some issues. It's a new service in Las Vegas, so, you know, all the drivers might not know exactly where they're going and all that, but give them a little time. They're working the kinks out. You may encounter surge pricing, which is one of the things with Uber and Lyft. Or I don't know if Lyft does that. I know Uber does.
Oh, yeah, we know Uber does.
So what happens there is if they're super busy and don't have a lot of cars on the street, they will
bump. It usually coincides with major events or certain times of the week.
Weekend nights, yeah. Yeah. They'll bump their pricing up to like two times or three times.
By a lot.
Yeah. But before you...
It tells you what your price is.
So don't bitch about it because you have the option of not doing it.
Yes.
It drives me nuts when I see news reports about people.
Paid $400 for a cab ride.
Yeah, she accepted something that said it was going to be 10 times the normal rate. That's what happens. Fucking get a cab instead then. But if I get any phone calls from people saying they tried Uber and they were really disappointed because of the surge pricing, I'm not putting it on the air because it's like, fuck, then don't do it.
Yeah.
If you see that it's more of a price than you wanted to pay, then don't fucking do it.
Don't click accept.
Drives me nuts. People never take responsibility for their goddamn actions. All right, that's me bitching. I feel like I have some rants in me, but I'm going to store them up for Vimp.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit. I have to live with 3 weeks of suppressed rage?
I don't know. No more than usual.
That's true.
It's fine. When I get to Vimf, I'm always in such a good mood. I don't really have it in me to rant much.
But you do. Well, you get up on that stage, and there are certain things that inspire you to go off.
Well, I hope so.
But you're, you know what, when you're at the meetups and stuff, you're amicable and
I hope so.
Fine. But yeah, once you get on that stage, it's like, let me tell you about this.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know that I do that, but I've never listened back to our shows.
Yeah. Well,
we should probably be in the stage where we're apologizing for not remembering people's names and stuff too.
Christ. Yes. Sorry. Sorry. We'll be saying good to see you a lot.
Yeah. I apologize for any awkwardness. That's my fault.
I'm just socially awkward by nature. So
you're not.
Oh,
you're not.
What?
You're fine. You think you are. You're not.
Are you kidding me?
You're cool.
No. I am socially awkward.
Yeah, you're fine.
That's lovely of you to say.
All right, let's move along. We've talked about skill-based slot machines for a while because there's been some work being done on regulations, and they have indeed been approved.
This
I haven't had a chance to read exactly what they are.
Nor have I.
There are a few details, though. So the Gaming Commission approved regulations for skill-based slots during its last meeting in mid-September. Mm-hmm. And
I'm going to say something about this and try and remember the few brain cells I haven't killed since I did my grad school paper.
Okay. Well, slot manufacturers have already been working on games, so mm-hmm. I would imagine they will probably be out in the next few months.
God, I hope some studies come out about this. Not that I'll ever see them, but...
Vegas Inc. reports that the regulations create three different game categories.
Okay.
One is traditional chance-based games, stuff mm-hmm. we're used to playing. Number two is skill games, where a player's abilities largely govern the outcome.
Which is interesting to me.
And number three is hybrid games, which is a combination of the first
two. That's super interesting to me. Okay, I'm just going to talk about the stuff I studied. There might have been stuff since the stuff I studied that refutes whatever. But
okay, all the geeks are getting hard-ons now.
Please. So part of the allure of slot machines is to make you think it's a skill-based game when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious how an actual skill-based game affects people's perceptions and their ability to want to play.
Yeah, well, the whole point of this is the state recognizing and the casino industry recognizing that younger generations, the video game generations... They want more control. They need more autonomy. Yeah. And if they just continue with the type of...
It can't just be an illusion of control. It has to be actual control.
Yeah. Yeah. This current just random shit's mm-hmm. not working with that generation. So
what really intrigues me is the combination of skill and chance. How is that going to work?
See, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see this in action. I'm very curious.
Like straight up chance I get, straight up skill I get. How does the combination
work? Hybrid? Oh, I'm guessing that would be your normal slot game, but you get to a bonus round and the bonus round is skill based.
Okay.
That would probably be it. Hmm. They do permit the pay tables of the game to vary depending on the player's skill level. However, this part of the law says that they can't change the pay tables once you're already playing. So I'm not exactly sure how those two things jive, how that works.
Yeah.
I mean, is it based on when you put your player's club card in that they say, oh, this guy's really good at this, so his...
So his odds are going to be different?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. We shall see. It'll be very interesting to follow this once they're actually in play and we can examine them and play them and hear about them and learn about them and read about them and... Live, study them, and read papers about them, and not write papers about them,
but just read papers about them and enjoy them.
All of these things.
Yes.
All right. So that's skill-based slot machines.
Ladies, done with that.
Congratulations. You're a scholar.
Thanks.
Buskers, those entertainers downtown, well, they're everywhere, but downtown buskers specifically, as we have discussed, there are new regulations that permit them to do their thing, whether it takes talent or not, but only in small circles that are designated as performer spaces. The new regulation is taking effect. There is an official date now of November 1st. I was hoping it would be sooner so we could see this in action at VIMF.
Yeah.
But not till November 1st. The entertainers also have to register, but the registration is open to anyone. So they're not, the entertainers don't have much of a, and I use that term entertainers very loosely.
Mm-hmm. They don't really of them entertain more than others.
Yeah. They don't really have a problem with the registration, but several of them do not like the idea of being forced into one specific random area that they do not decide on. Like right now, if somebody decides this is my space and it's a good space, I can be here all day.
Mm-hmm.
With these new circles, they will be assigned a circle, and then after 2 hours, they go to a different one. So, in theory, they rotate through them. There's like 38 of them or something. Over time, they would rotate through them, and nobody has the best space all to themselves, blah, blah, blah.
What if you suck at what you do? Do you
I don't know. Some of them don't like these rules. So there's a
tough shit. You can't always get what you want all the time.
But you get what you need.
Thanks.
There's a group called this is so stupid. The Sonic Laborers and Visual Entertainers Union, which would be the slave union.
Mm-hmm.
They filed a cease and desist with the city on this, but nothing's going to happen with it. They're threatening, some of the people are threatening to strike on November 1st. Which,
so, question, are they just going to stand there and do nothing like some of them do all the time, or are they just going to not show up?
I don't know what the strike would consist of. I think just doing what they do now, but holding picket signs? I don't know.
Well, picket signs would be better than, you know, looking at somebody's bare ass, but...
Well, he's still going to have his bare ass out. Yeah. He's just going to have a sign at the same time.
At least you don't have to look at the thong in
front.
It's
stupid. Like, so who do you expect... If you strike, who do you expect to have sympathy with you? What do you expect to come of that? It would be just... Fine. Sorry that you're sad. Go away.
No, yeah.
That's... Everybody be happy then. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
I have a really hard time mustering up a lot of sympathy for...
I have no sympathy.
Yeah.
No. Because, no. If you've seen them, few of them have any sort of discernible talent.
Some of them have talent, but it's like 1%.
There's a lot of bums. Some of them are good. They're doing the Trump thing all night.
Oh my God. I am the worst.
Yeah, I love it.
I need to stop qualifying myself. Well, I just need to say, you know what? Some of these people fucking suck at what they do.
I know. It's true. So there you go. November 1st is the date. We'll see what happens with that strike. It probably won't happen because nobody would care.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time you gave money to one of the Vegas street performers?
Have I ever?
I don't think so.
There you go. I did buy a CD from somebody in front of the Bellagio fountains one time.
You did. You were super drunk, though.
I know I was.
And it was a pretty hard sell.
Yeah.
And I think part of it was like, I kind of want to hear what this is about. I want to hear how bad this is. And it was really, really bad.
I'm sure I have it somewhere. I don't remember what the rap artist's name was or anything. Mm-hmm. But yeah. No, I don't think I've ever tipped any of those guys.
No. I haven't taken pictures of any of those guys either, though.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some real performers, some real entertainers. Piff the Magic Dragon. I'm a fan of Piff.
I am.
Piff the Magic Dragon is a guy in a dragon suit that does a comedy act that's extremely extremely
funny.
It's
comedy and magic and tricks, magic, yes. Which is funny because you're not really a huge fan of magic, are you?
No, but this guy's like pissy magic.
It's just sarcastic magic.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, and he's got a little
dog. And he's got a puppy.
It's a very, very entertaining act. He was in Vegas Nocturne and was recently a finalist for America's Got Talent, which I did not see because I don't watch that show. But
I watched the finale. Cause
was he on there?
Yeah. Yeah, he made it to the top 10.
How was his act?
It was good. It was entertaining.
He's been performing recently as part of a show at Flamingo called X Comedy, mm-hmm. just on certain nights. I think he's doing that for another couple nights, like just through the end of September. Again, Robin Leach, although I'm giving this one credibility, I think this is actually happening. Robin Leach is reporting
this one's going to stick to the wall?
I think so, just because it makes sense, that Piff will be doing a headlining show at Bugsy's Cabaret at Flamingo a couple nights a week beginning in November. It's not official and it's not on his website yet.
Mm-hmm.
I would say keep an eye on piffthemagicdragon.com if you're interested because Leach said he's going to be performing Mondays and Wednesdays, but he's already booked for a bunch of Wednesdays for the rest of the year.
Hmm.
Not every Wednesday, but he's on the road a lot. He's doing a lot of shows. He's doing almost a week in Minneapolis in December. We might have to go see him.
Yes.
Check out the calendar if you like Piff or if you're interested in Piff because he may be coming to your city.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing the comedy club at the Mall of America, which we have not been to in its current incarnation.
When was the last time we were at the comedy club? Was that the Dana Gould show where he did the Morrissey bit?
Yeah, probably. And I don't even know if it's the same space. It's a different, like it had closed for several years. And so I don't know. But anyway, so I would like to see Piff. I think we might have to venture to the mall for that.
Oh my gosh, the place where we met.
I know, we can relive the magic.
Uh-huh.
I had lunch with one of our fine listeners at the Mall of America a few weeks ago.
You did, yes.
Sky on the Rocks. Uh-huh. Oh, hello, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
I think he's going to be at VIMF.
Good.
With his lovely wife, bride. And we had lunch just yards from our meeting spot.
Aw.
Yes. So that was nice. I recounted the story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm telling this on our podcast.
Yeah, or on this particular podcast. Yeah. That's usually what we do on our other one.
Anyway, other Vegas show news. Britney Spears is sticking around for another 2 years.
Good.
I'm happy about that because we haven't had a chance to see her yet. And
I would like to.
I would. She someday. Is going to continue her show at Planet Hollywood. She got a 2-year extension. She announced it a couple weeks ago. Hooray. There had been some speculation that she might not sign it, but why would she not? She's making major bank.
Yeah, it's easy work. Yep. Come on.
Just go up there and shake your ass for a little while and pretend like you sing. Not a bad deal. Britney's got it made. She's making big money.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that in a way.
I'd go.
I know. I want to see Britney. I'm ready to see that. I'm ready to see that show. It just hasn't timed out well. Right. I think she's going to be performing. No, it's not over Vimp weekend. It's right before that. It just the timing is not
quite there. The timing doesn't work out.
Oh. All right.
Oh, well.
There's a new resident performer at Westgate.
Tell me more.
All right. This is where you start firing up some music this clips.
Do you have more than one song by them?
Because if
you
three. Do
what? Yeah. They have more than one song?
They have a lot of songs. Cameo. Everybody remembers.
Educate me.
All right. We'll see if you remember this at all. When I listened to this, I remembered a little bit of it.
Hmm.
It's called She's Strange. It doesn't sound it. It doesn't have that thing like their other songs do.
Their other song does, you mean?
You'll hear.
I do not remember this.
Well, just wait till he starts. I vaguely remembered it when I heard the lyrics. I'm like, I kind of know these lyrics somehow.
This fucking Steely Dan where the intro goes on for 10 minutes.
Yeah, Steely Dan has a lot of synths. Oh, this does sound like Cameo.
Ow.
I like the way she walks, I like the way she talks, and she turns me on with a special concern. Now I'm a different guy.
You don't remember this?
No.
The next to her, I'm plain ordinary. Not merely can see the light blue aura that surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's great.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like it too.
I like it. I don't remember it, but it amuses me.
She's a taco treat. All right, how about
she's
this
one? She's a taco treat. That's the best part.
Pick up the long intro on this one too, I think. This one's called Candy.
No,
maybe.
Possibly. Oh, I remember this song. See? I didn't know it was Cameo though.
There you go.
How did I not know this is Cameo? Because it is a very specific vocal style.
Larry Blackman is like the Fred Schneider of funk.
Yes.
You know, when you hear that, that's
Cameo. I do remember the song. So they have two songs that I know. And the rest of the world probably knows.
Everybody knows this one.
Everyone knows this.
Ow. All right, so Cameo is going to be performing Wednesdays through Saturdays.
I'll just be quietly dancing over here while you read this.
At Westgate, beginning October 7th. Tickets start at $70. Now, the thing about that is that $70, nobody's paying that.
No.
Most of the audience is either going to get discounted tickets through Tickets for Tonight or free tickets for sitting through a Westgate timeshare presentation. Shake your thing, lady.
Like you just don't care.
I have a question for you. Would you go to a Cameo concert?
No.
Me neither.
I'd be good for about two songs, and that was this one and the previous one.
So what you got to do is find out how long is the show.
Yep.
What time does it start? I'm guessing, let's say it's 80 minutes long. Show up 65 minutes in.
Yep, because they're not doing this. Well, what if they open with one and then finish with the other?
Yeah, that could happen. Cameo's gonna.
What if they bookend it?
Word Up's gonna be the last song, though.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Cameo. If anybody goes to the show, give us a review. The big question
Please
is:
do.
Will this last longer than Suzanne Summers show?
Yes.
Did? Slightly.
Slightly.
Well, they're selling tickets through the end of the year, so we'll see. October through December, maybe longer, maybe not. Finally.
Yes.
You know what? Before, so I have a lot, I've got a bunch of song clips for this next one. But first, we're going to take a walk down 500 memory lane.
All right.
We're going way back. We're going back 520 shows to show number fucking one.
What?
Show number one.
When you were alone in your basement.
Alone in the basement. Me with, here's the setup. On the first show, I provided some predictions. It was the beginning of the year, January 9th, 2005.
Wow, you're doing predictions from show number one.
And I said, here are my predictions for 2005. And it only took 11 years.
I think that the next big entertainer who's going to get a long-term deal on us, probably at a strip property, will be Lionel Richie. That is my prediction. I not only hope to see this, I demand it. Other than Barry Manilow, who begins a long run at the Hilton in February.
Way to go, Caesars.
Neil Diamond, who's rumored to be seeking a long-term Las Vegas deal.
Didn't happen.
I don't think anybody is better suited for a show on the Strip than Lionel Richie. Why do I think this? Look at the guy's music catalog. Between the Commodores and his solo material, the guy was a hit-making factory for 30-some years. If
it's
Gladys
true.
Knight can sell tickets at
Still
the Flamingo
true.
Night after night for several years, Lionel Richie is a shoe-in. So that is my prediction. Lionel Richie, Las Vegas Strip by the end of 2005. And I hope it happens.
Listen to how young you sound.
I know. I was so fresh-faced and eager, confident in my idiotic predictions.
And now you sound so old and jaded.
I know.
Buick driver.
Totally. I was so positive back then. It didn't happen in 2005. I am not taking any sort of credit for being correct on this because it was far from it.
How many years ago? Yeah.
It was 2005, January 2005. However, here we are in 2015 and Lionel is finally getting a residency deal for next year, 2016, at Planet Hollywood. He will be one of the, they've got quite a lineup there. J-Lo,
mm-hmm.
got your Britney, you got your Lionel.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Which theater is he playing?
Britney Spears.
The Britney Theater.
Theater.
Okay.
Whatever the fuck that's called. Axis, I think they're calling it. Anyway, now you may recall at one point I gave up on this dream.
Oh, yes.
I declared Lionel Richie dead to me because of his participation in the reunion of, or not even reunion, the remake of We Are the World, which was horrible.
It was awful. It sucked.
But now that this news
has all the Band-Aid things,
yeah.
that has not been good. God, yeah. I don't know anybody who's involved in that.
Don't try to recapture the magic of a charity song. It doesn't work. That's why there's no hearing aid. Oh, there might have been a hearing aid, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, there shouldn't be. But so I kind of said I'm done with Lionel, but now that they've announced this, I kind of want to see it.
Oh.
I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah, I am. I'm on board. I want to go. So. I really do.
One of the fucking great songs.
This song
of all time
is awesome.
So Lionel,
don't argue
of course,
with me about this. It is great.
First became well known in the Commodores.
God, I'm glad this is not a video podcast.
What if there's an announcement like this before Vimp? You have to shake your ass on stage.
Depending on who the person is, I have no problem shaking it to Lionel.
House.
How would you get the sound clips to work, though?
Oh, iPad, like I do with everything else.
Oh, okay.
We'll make it work. I have so many clips, we have to keep these short.
Okay.
This one was kind of live. For the times, look at you lip syncing along. I didn't pull the duet with Diana Ross like I did when they announced her residency, and I tried to get you to sing.
Oh, Endless Love? Yeah, yeah. Where I'm like, you can take that. I'm not going to pick you up on that.
I took the final part of that one. The thing about this song, though, is now whenever you hear it, you can't help
you but can't think of Bumpy.
Unst Tice Fee Times a Matey.
Yeah. Thank you, Eddie Murphy.
Lionel's got a lot of pretty solid ballad work.
Yeah. Keep going, friend.
Let's just get through
the chorus. You once, twice. I can't help it.
Fee Times a Matey.
I wish you would have pulled the Eddie Murphy clip for that one instead, actually.
You requested this one.
Oh, fuck yes, I did. And
you have some thoughts on Sail On?
I do.
I'm not that familiar with the song. Is this disturbing?
Yes. Because they played it on a Dearly Departed Sirius XM station of mine.
Oh. Okay, we're done.
Yacht Rock.
Fuck Yacht Rock.
I love Yacht Rock. I am mourning Yacht Rock. You know what's fucked up about Yacht Rock?
Yeah, the whole station has sucked.
No, they stopped it on the 22nd, and all they are playing is filler because they're fucking too cheap to pay the licensing for the songs. That's my theory.
I find that hard to believe.
All they are playing is an ad.
They play those shitty songs on other stations. And
I know, but it's stupid. Why not continue Yacht Rock until you're ready to pick up the next thing? God damn it. I have feelings about this.
Lady, you pick me up when I'm down.
Even though I love Yacht Rock?
I still love you.
Aw, I love you too. I love this song too. This would have fit right in on Yacht Rock, actually.
Yeah, maybe. So Lionel has hit after hit. Let's see, details in his show.
He's like, this doesn't fit right beside Yamo Be There. Come on.
Lionel's going to be doing 20 dates in 2016 at Planet Hollywood. They're in April, May, September, and October.
I want
to
go.
I know the timing kind of sucks for when we usually are there. We might have to try to, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
This video, have you seen this video lately?
No.
I know you remember, everybody remembers the
the creepy Lionel Richie.
The lady making the creepy head,
yeah.
This clay head. But if you watch the video, that's not the creepy part. The creepy part is Lionel Richie stalking a blind woman. That's what this whole video is about.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's a teacher or something. I don't know what
yes,
the hell it is.
Yes, yes, he is.
He's stalking.
He's like an art teacher.
He's following her around, and she doesn't know it because she doesn't have any sight.
Oh no! Wait, is he an art teacher? Is she taking an art class? And the art teacher is like, "Hey, Lionel, you're another teacher. Need to see what's going on in my art class."
I don't know. You should watch the video. It's creepy as hell.
I have not seen it in a while. Obviously.
How about this one? One of the great Bellagio Fountain Show songs.
Can I tell you about one of the whitest moments of my life?
There are many, but...
There are many. I'm not proud.
Tell me about it, Cracker.
So in eighth grade, our choir sang this song.
Oh, wow.
It was... wow.
I'm sure that wasn't offensive in any way.
No.
All right. Everybody knows All Night Long. I'm not going to belabor this one. Finally, the part
where he does the... Yeah, Yeah.
Okay, the final clip I pulled, and I've realized...
This is my request, by the way.
What was?
This.
This was?
Wasn't it?
No.
This is my favorite Lionel Richie song of all time.
That's what I determined while I was listening to it.
I think this is
my favorite Lionel... It's so good.
Let's not speak right now.
Say you, say me. Say it for always. That's the way it should be.
We're having a moment here.
Say you, say me. Say it together. Naturally. I had a dream. I had an awesome dream.
Oh, I love that fucking line. Okay. That is a great song. We've got to find a way to go to this.
Yeah, we do. Does he do You Are? You Are the Sun, You Are the Rain?
I don't know.
Makes My Life This Foolish Game?
I don't know.
I love that song, too. That's my second favorite Lionel Richie song.
Yeah, I don't remember if I saw that one on the set lists that he's been doing. I will tell you this, though. The big ending of his show usually is him doing We Are the World.
What?
Yeah.
By himself?
Uh-huh.
What?
The best would be if he did it by himself, but was doing it in character as all the other, like him doing a Bob Dylan impression.
I would fucking go to that show just to see that. Oh my God, I would pay full price. I would sit in the front row, and oh my God, yes.
So anyway, you can...
Yeah, we're going to see Lionel at some point in 2016. We're going to make it happen.
All right. So there you go. That's our Vegas-y news this week. Action-packed.
You can just keep that song going.
That's where this clip cut. I didn't pull the whole song.
Damn it.
Sorry.
He doesn't even get to the up-tempo part.
No. There's no.
That was from the movie White Nights.
I know. I remember. Uh-huh. I remember. I believe the video might have had clips from the movie in it.
Yep.
All right. So there you go. Lionel. Big news. Okay. So we're not doing phone calls this week. We're holding off on those. We're going to get caught up on those in the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have, I don't know what our schedule is going to be in the next couple weeks leading up to VIMF. We'll have a show next week for sure. 2 weeks from now, a little dicey, depends. We're going to have to see how things go.
How panicked you are and how many news items you want to sacrifice.
I don't know what we're going to do. So
we'll figure it out. For sure, show next week.
For sure. There will be
maybe,
a show.
Maybe we'll do, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll figure
something. Have you begged people to send Dear Tim and Michelle questions yet?
I've got quite a few. Yeah, if you want to make sure I have content for VIMF. Actually, I don't really think I need those. So we might use those before VIMF, or okay. At least some of them.
Okay.
But if you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions,
please send them in.
500@gmail.com. Also, speaking of email, if you've emailed me anything lately, like in the last 3 months.
Oh, no.
I'll get back to you eventually.
We're doing this again.
I'm 110 emails behind.
Oh, dear.
I know. So yeah, sorry if you're waiting for me to get back to you. I hate email. But if you Dear Tim and Michelle questions, that's the best place to send them. That's easier for me to keep track of.
Yes.
But other stuff, if you're looking for a quick response, a lot of times it doesn't happen that way. Hit me up on Twitter. All right.
At 500 on Twitter.
Yeah. Before we go, we got a bunch of stuff. We're not ready to go yet.
We're not.
No, Amazon.
We have a whole nother page full of notes,
I know,
people.
Page and a half. Amazon.com listener purchase of the week. There's been a ton of stuff the last couple of weeks. This one, I'm not going to lie. The reason that I pulled it out as the item of the week is because it was really expensive and we got a nice commission off of it. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that when somebody is going, you know what? I have a big purchase here.
I'm going to click through the Amazon link on 500.com. Yeah, thank you.
That's a very small action, but it helps support us in the podcast.
500bymidnight.com.
Yes.
I should say.
So it was the Replace a Top Black Twill Fabric Replacement Soft Top. What is that, you might ask? You know how, like, I think it's available for almost any vehicle, but for like a Jeep or something where they got the soft top. So it's a nice, fresh new one instead of having a crusty old one.
Yes.
And it was like $1,000. So
thank you. Thank you, person who ordered that.
Yep. But people have been buying all kinds of great stuff.
Cool.
And, you know, whether it's something that costs $1 or something that costs $1,000. Thank you for using our link. We do appreciate it. It all adds up. It helps support the show, and you're not spending anything extra. This week's Facebook group post of the week, whatever I call this thing, there's been a lot of action on our Facebook group, but this one really caught my eye, and it was just from yesterday, the 26th, or maybe it was from today. I think it was yesterday. Anyway, Stacy posted this thread about the three hotels that she stayed at recently in Vegas and kind of assigned them personalities compared to the boys that she dated in high school.
Awesome.
So, for example, she said Mirage was good-looking, popular, no personality, and disappointing. Rio, fun, okay-looking, became great friends and drinking buddies.
Cool.
Yeah, anyway, I just like this. There were a lot of funny comments after that about the different personalities of the different hotels in Las Vegas. And I will link to it in the show notes and encourage you to chime in if you have any amusing
Has anyone
thoughts.
Assigned them to groups like this was the stoner or this was the popular kid?
There's been some of that. Sweet. Somebody said SLS is trying too hard to be cool and also lives in a bad neighborhood.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been some good stuff on there. So, check that out. I'll have a link in the show notes at 500bymidnight.com. Tons and tons of thank yous for karma donations, and I'm going to have to divide these up too, because we're like 3 weeks behind, and I don't want to sit here for 20 minutes and thank people. I'd rather space them out so that people get...
Okay. Well, thanks some of you this week and some of you next week, but we appreciate them all.
Exactly. So, let's start with Robin, previous bad karma Las Vegas in, I feel like we did this one. Mm-hmm. Robin, previous bad karma Las Vegas trip in August, good karma at VIMF. So
cool.
We're going to be seeing Robin at VIMF.
Yes. Yay.
Awesome.
I think you mocked Robin for something.
I know, and he sent me an email that I haven't responded to yet that he thought it was really funny.
Oh, good.
He took it really well.
Cool. Looking forward to seeing you.
He knows I'm a dink, so he was expecting it, I think. Vikash with a karma donation, 3 nights in Vegas at MGM, 2 nights at the Grand Canyon, followed by 7 more at Cosmo. That's
Sweet.
Quite a trip. Action-packed. Hope you had a good time.
Yes.
Probably had. Some of these are old.
But we appreciate them anyway.
Jim and Mary. I know.
Mary won the whole Sigma Derby tournament last year.
They were doing some practicing, not Sigma Derby, but practicing for VIMF at Borgata for a couple days last week. Threw us a karma donation for that. Hopefully it went well. And they said they were planning on spending their time at Borgata talking about how much they were looking forward to VIMF. And they're hoping that Mary wins the VIMF Tucky Derby once again this year.
That would be awesome.
Yes, we look forward to seeing you.
Yes.
Paul with a karma donation. At the time that he sent this, he was leaving for Vegas, leaving for 12 days in Vegas. That's a hardcore trip.
Wait, no, leaving in 12 days for Vegas, okay. Not 12 days in.
I saw that. I'm like, holy shit, that's a long trip. Some people do that, though.
Yes.
Anyway, he was leaving in 12 days for Vegas. It's probably over now because this was probably a couple weeks ago.
But thank you.
Anyway, thanks so much for the karma donation and glad that you value the show. Our friend Martine, our number one fan from Holland, said thanks for all we do. See, he's coming to VIMF again.
Awesome. I know. That's so cool.
And then he mistakenly thought that you lived in Holland for a short time.
I was in Northwest Germany.
That's close enough.
It was pretty close. We did drive. We drove to Holland. It was about a three-hour drive.
From somebody
so
who's never
close.
Been there. That's all the same thing.
No. It wasn't kidding. The same, but it was close.
Well, he was wondering if you like Stroop waffles.
I don't think I ever had them.
The one and only real Dutch delicacy.
But it has the word waffle in it, so I'm open to trying it.
I'd be down with that.
Yeah.
I've said down with that like 15 times on this show. Where is this coming from?
I don't know.
It's hella bad.
It is.
Karma donation from Robert. He was going to Vegas on the 16th for his son's 21st birthday. Happy birthday, Jonathan.
Cool.
Said thank you for the awesome podcast and that he loves the book.
Oh, yay.
Awesome.
Thank
glad you.
You
like it. Eric and Charlie, highly anticipated trip. I think this was a weekend or two ago. Avid listeners, but will likely do the same shit we do every time.
Well, hope you had a great time doing it.
That's fine. Why not? You know what?
Do what you like.
If you want to do new stuff, cool. If you've got stuff you like to do every time, fuck it. Go nuts. Do it. Got to be happy. That's what Vegas is all about.
Exactly.
All right. Kevin said needs all the luck he can get as he was betting. This is for the opening weekend, I think. Betting on the Browns for the...
Definitely need luck for the Browns.
If you're betting on the Browns, you need luck. So yes. I don't know. I have no idea if they won or not.
But I hope you did well.
Thank you and or sorry. We know Kevin. We
Kevin's a great dude.
Yeah, Kevin was at one of our meetups at Bally's at the
really, really
tequila bar a long
dude.
Time ago. Karma donation from Gregory for a trip that I think began yesterday.
Cool.
Hope you're having a great time. And finally, Steven, currently in Vegas when he sent this. Love the podcast. I promise. I don't remember this. I might have been fishing and not have seen these. He said, I promise my pictures posted on the Facebook group are meant in good fun and acknowledgement of good service. Everyone is in a bathing suit and there's nothing you can do. I'm not sure what that's about.
I hope you had a wonderful time.
I didn't spend a lot of time on the group when I was fishing, so I may have missed something. But anyway, thank you to all of you. And there are a bunch of others that we'll get to in the next week or so. We do appreciate all the support. It means a lot to us.
Yes.
Keeps the show going smoothly. Keeps us happy. 500bymidnight.com, of course, is our website. You can find links and other stuff there. 500@gmail.com is where you can send Dear Tim and Michelle questions. I am on Twitter. I am 500. She is on Twitter. She is Anita Martini. Of course, follow the VIMF account as well.
Yes.
702-866-9494 is our voicemail line. We would love to hear from you if you have anything, especially in the next week or so, because we might do a bunch of calls in the next couple weeks. So call them in. And of course, let's see, is there anything else before we go?
I don't think so.
We got through a lot of stuff there.
We did.
Yeah.
How long did it go?
Hour 15.
Okay.
It's not bad.
No.
I know. Some people really like longer shows. Some people like shorter shows. I don't know. This is an average length show. I'm happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with the things we covered.
Good.
I feel like we got through a lot of good stuff. We got to talk about Lionel Richie.
I'm still singing Say You, Say Me in my head.
I know. I'm going to be singing Say You, Say Me in my head for a while now. Which is, you know what? The other day I can't remember why. Somebody asked me about VIMF. Somebody who doesn't listen to the podcast, isn't into Vegas, but knows about our stuff.
Uh-huh.
Asked about VIMF and said, do you guys have a band this year? And I said, yeah, Daughtry is actually playing. And then, of course, I broke into, I'm going home. And then I had that in my fucking head for 3 days. I do that to myself.
I sing
a Daughtry song and suddenly it's in my head for 3 days. The one Daughtry song I know.
The man writes a hook.
To the place where I belong. I'm going to have to listen to Say You, Say Me again, which that's good.
I'll listen to it with you because I love that song.
All right. So anyway, yeah, come and join us at VIMF. We're going to be hanging out.
Yep.
Having a good time.
Yep.
I feel like I'm starting the show over again. I have a book. It's called The Las Vegas. All right. Anyway, we'll see you
back. Thank you for listening.
We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.